Seattle dance team could not perform because U.S. flag uniforms made people feel triggered and unsafe. By Olivia Rondo on April 11, 2024. A Seattle women's dance squad could not perform in American flag-themed uniforms at a country dance event because some attendees felt triggered and unsafe. Members of the Borderline dance team were excited to show off their moves at the Emerald City Hoedown until the LGBTQ organization that hosted the event gave them an ultimatum. Rain Country Dance Association, a nonprofit group that hosts events to bring the country and Western dance scene to the queer community, reportedly told the Borderline dancers that their red, white, and blue shirts were offensive. Unfortunately, what our team was met with upon arrival was that our flag tops were offensive to some of the convention goers. There was a small group that felt triggered and unsafe, Borderline dance team wrote on Facebook. The team went on to say the reasons that people were offended included the situation in Palestine and the trans community in America. At first we were told we would just be booed, yelled at, and, likely, many of them would walk out. This did not deter us, the dance squad said. But then we were given an ultimatum. Members said they were told to remove the flag tops and perform in either street clothes, which most didn't bring, as they traveled there in their uniforms, or they would supply us with ECH shirts from years past, or don't perform at all, which, effectively, was asking us to leave. Borderline also said that the Emerald City Hoedown organizers were previously aware of their patriotic uniforms, but the event hosts edited their webpage on Wednesday to remove the photographs they had of the outfits on their site. Refusing to perform in alternative clothes was an easy decision, the Borderline dancers said. We don't speak for our team, we speak on behalf of them. So the choice was theirs, as we knew would happen because there really was no choice in our minds. It was a unanimous no, the Facebook post continued. The team credited another squad, West Coast Country Heat, for walking out of the event, as they, too, proudly don the colors of our country in the same spirit of patriotism that we do. Both of our teams stood in solidarity and put actions to words, Borderline stated. Speaking with the Jason Rance Show, team co-captain Lindsay Stamp said that the complaints, which began after just 30 minutes of being at the venue, represented a small percentage of the event's attendees. My team doesn't take a political stance. We came to dance, she told host Jason Rance. We're a patriotic group. We support our military, our veterans, our first responders. We're a group of patriots. We all understood and accepted this and walked out with class and dignity despite the discrimination we had experienced, the group's Facebook post explained. While the Emerald City Hoedown did not address the incident directly, it put up a vague post and shut off the comments. Hi, you all. After the close of another amazing Hoedown weekend, we know there are some questions about the Saturday night performance lineup. We appreciate y'all giving us the time to clear up misunderstandings and address the situation with people directly involved. We will be posting a follow-up statement later this week once we are able to have those conversations. In a comment under another Facebook post, Rain Country Dance Association Board President Zayedi Cambier said that the Borderline dance team was not told to leave. We will be in continued communication with the captains of the dance teams that were slated to perform Saturday, she wrote. To clarify, as this was not a competition, no one was disqualified, and no one was asked to leave. While we are mending our relationships directly with the dance teams, we will be disabling comments on this post. We will be sharing more information later this week to hopefully clear up any misunderstandings. According to Stamp, this was not just an honest miscommunication. It's pretty clear to me. There's always room for error in any situation, but I don't believe so, the dance captain told Rance. I would just love to see more conversations opened about people accepting one another, about being wholly inclusive, she added. You know, every group of people talks about being inclusive and accepting. And I think that we need to work on being inclusive and accepting of people outside of our immediate comfort zones. I would love to see that.